Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Bring Back Soul Music Podcast. My guest today is a talented singer-songwriter from Los Angeles. Her name is Heidi Tan. Ms. Tan, how are you doing today?
Hi, Todd. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
Oh, no problem. And thank you for joining me.
Hi to everyone, also all your listeners right now.
Thank you very much. I'm sure they'll appreciate that. All right. So like I said, Ms. Tan, you're from Los Angeles, and you have a new debut album that's out. Tell us the title of that album.
Okay. I released the album last year. It was actually July last year. And the album is titled Here Is Where We Meet. It is actually a four-song compilation, an EP. It was actually produced by a Grammy-nominated and Emmy nominated Rex Salas. So, and then the songs are actually written by me, Vashawn Johnson, Gary Ford, and myself, which helped contributed in making this EP.
Okay, great. And we're going to get into that CD in a little bit. But before we do that, I want to learn a little bit more about your background. Now, you sent me your bio, and you said that it says that you were born in the Philippines.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was born in the Philippines, so yeah. That's how I started my music career. So I just started my music career. My music has always been in me since I was like 4 or 5 years old, singing in parties when I was a child, and then playing piano, learning piano by myself, and then it just started joining glee clubs when I was in high school. But I did a lot of like part-time music, but I just didn't pursue it until I finished my bachelor's degree because my parents wouldn't want me to go pursue singing until I finished my schooling. So that's how I started my singing. It's always in me. So
okay, so mm-hmm. you knew early on that you wanted to sing.
I know I wanted to sing, but I didn't really think that I would take it seriously, like make it a profession. So I know I want to sing, but it's just probably a destiny because I actually, before I graduated in the university, I joined a band and I was just, you know, trying to just, my friend was in the band. So I kind of joined my friend and then suddenly I was like, find myself auditioning in that band and I got hired. And I was just secretly auditioning. And then right after graduation, my mama thought I was looking for a day job. And then after a few months, like, hey, by the way, mom, I'm going to be singing 6 nights a week in this hotel. She was so shocked. What? That's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, that's how it happened. So, yeah.
Okay, and so this is back in the Philippines?
In the Philippines, yeah, during the 90s.
All right. So when did you make the move to the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I moved to U.S. 2000, mid 2005, 2006. And I started working in a corporate job. So I was working in a law office. But singing has always been something I do on the side. So right after singing, I would go to this small bars and sing, and I do small shows. I kind of find a way to network with some of the LA peeps here and find myself doing small gigs in parties and shows. But I didn't really stop singing, but I didn't really take it seriously. I was just doing it on the side because I was working full time.
Okay. And how did you, well, let me ask you, how did you end up choosing LA versus some other place?
Because my sister lives here.
Oh, okay.
And she came here before me and she said, come over here because I'm already here. So you might as well, pursue a long-term goal. You might just move here and, you know, reside here for a better opportunity. And then after that, a year after, my daughter followed and we live here together. So I was married then. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
right. So you had family.
And then I started, I had a family.
Okay. And so how did you end up getting your big break to cut a CD or an album?
Oh, the CD was just actually late 2018. I met Rex Salas. He's actually a friend of my boyfriend, Dave. And they knew each other for like 25 years ago, 2025. And he always mentions about, oh, Rex, you know, I have a friend, Rex Salas. He did the Vanessa Williams album, and he worked for Janet Jackson as musical director. You should meet him one day. And then suddenly I met him 2018 late, like I think it was November 2018, and he came to the house, and we started jamming, and it just brought him to thinking, why don't we do an album? And I was like, yeah, sure, I would love to do an album with you. It's an honor being you, like in the having some Grammy and worked with a lot of Hollywood big stars. It would be an honor. And we just started doing the first song that we did was Missing You. That okay. He sent in my Facebook Messenger. So it was just a melody that he sent it to me.
Okay, great. Now let me go back to your childhood a little bit. When you were first coming up and you started singing, who were some of the people that you admired, or who maybe influenced you or your particular style?
Oh yeah, that would be so strange for a 5 or 6 year old child to be like to like Nancy Wilson, Natalie Cole, like Ella Fitzgerald. I like Frank Sinatra, Sergio Mendez. My friend said, you remind me of Vanessa Williams in Tony Braxton mix.
Oh, okay. Well,
got those Taste of Honey vibes.
Yeah, well, if you have to be compared to somebody, those aren't too bad people to be compared to.
I know. I mean, and somebody even told me, you sound a little bit like Patty Austin sometimes. Oh, my God. She is one of my ultimate idols, so I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Patty Austin. Okay, and then I did follow Anita Baker, okay. to name a few.
Okay. So you were more into the R&B soul music.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And actually, Filipinos love R&B and jazz music.
Oh, they do? Okay.
They do. They do. We're like the Asian soul artists.
Okay. Well, that's good.
We are.
All right. So soul music is big in the Philippines.
It is, actually.
Oh, fantastic. That's good to know. Okay. So we're going to talk about your new album. And it just came, you said it came out last year, July last year.
Yes. And we launched that. We launched it, and we had a launching album show at the PCH Club last year at July. It was back, and a lot of people came, and it was, I didn't even know. I was like, okay, let's just release the album. It was CD Baby. And then I started, you know, submitting it on CD Baby, getting airplayed in some like Spotify, iTunes. I was just so honored already. But I started doing the radio promotion by putting it in a website that actually mainstreams your song. And it just grew and grew. My network just grew. Okay. So I was like blown away, by the network.
All right. So it's been received pretty well. I think you sent me some information this morning that you've just been nominated for an award. Tell me about that.
Oh, I just got it last night. It's just one of my promoter from UK. And he said that was submitted. I was nominated for the LDM Music Awards. And I was just researching it because I have no idea what is it, an LDM. It's an independent music award. And it's actually the fifth year that they're going to have this award giving event. And it's going to be, I think last year it was held in New York. And they, it's like people vote for their independent artists. It has different category. It could be R&B, jazz, rock, pop. So I was submitted. My name was submitted. Oh. So it's just already an honor for me submitted.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. So let's talk about your album. Tell me about the track that I really like, Missing You. Tell me about that track. How did that come about?
Okay, the Missing You was actually, as I said, it was sent to me by Rex December 2018, and he sent me, Heidi, I'm going to send you a song. I think you're going to like it, and give me send me your thoughts about the song. And I said, oh, I liked it, but do you have some vibe of this song? Can you think of a title to name this song? It's like, let me think about it. And It's just actually a few days. You know what? I think I would like to name this song Missing You. And then suddenly he collaborated with his best friend Gary Ford. And then after a few days, I think sometime in December or January, they came over to a bar where I'm staying at in Long Beach, and they have the lyrics for the song, and it's called Missing You with Lyrics. And then after a few weeks, we started recording it.
Okay. All right. So we're going to we're gonna jump into Missing You right now. And this is Heidi Tan. This is Missing You. Here's where we meet. This is Heidi Tan.
Thank you. We'll continue our episode after this message. Shop.bringbacksoulmusic.com. Now, back to our conversation.
All right, we're back. Heidi, a great song, Missing You. Now, you mentioned that this is a four-song CD.
Yes.
Okay, and you said you did some writing on this as well, correct?
I did. It wasn't even a plan. It was actually when Rex came over the house, he said, let's do the song. Let's write the lyrics together. It's like, really? Okay. And he started, okay, this is the vibe that I'm seeing. And I started incorporating lyrics. And he said, oh, that's right. That's nice. So we, and then after like an hour or something, the song was already done. The lyrics were all in. Oh, that's how fast you can write a song.
Oh, okay. So what's your writing style? How do you start the process of writing a Heidi Tan
song? I'm not even a writer. I don't write songs, but I know I play piano. I have some vibes with creating like melody. But I realized when I hear melody, there's kind of like an idea. Whenever I hear a melody, I would think of a lyric that would be fitting in the melody. That's how I started. Oh, I think I like, when I heard the melody of Missing You, I was like, when I heard, I think it's a nice song and it's going to be called Missing You.
Okay. All right, now
we just revolved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're like, you're an independent artist. Do you have your own record label or?
Actually, this is an independent label, but I've been offered some record deals right now for 2020, but I can't disclose it because it's just a lot of under negotiation. It just really depends. But I'm very honored that, you know, getting these offers from different collaborations from different artists in other countries and here in the East Coast. So I've been offered to do a lot of projects with other artists.
Okay.
And I'm actually in the process of remixing Missing You, Your Love Is. I'm doing my EP and I'm doing remix of both songs. So I'll be back in the studio soon.
Okay. And so are these mainstream record labels? I know you said you can't divulge the name, but what are these indie record companies?
I don't know. I can't say that because we haven't even formally talked about it. But they were just sending me a message that they were offering me a record deal, but I haven't really sat down and negotiated everything. So yeah, but for now, there's just a lot of going on that, you know, very promising 2020.
Okay, well, it sounds like you have an exciting year. Are you are you going to tour at all, or how's that going to? How are you going to promote this CD?
Yeah, I have. I'm very fortunate. I have promoters here, and I have a promoter in Europe that's actually willing to help me put in all my songs out there. And right now he's starting to do some promotion. We just talked a few days ago, and he's like working so hard. And that was the plan for me to be able to perform in other countries. So that was the goal.
Okay, and have you gone back to, say, the Philippines to perform as well?
I will. Actually, that's one of my projects, because I have some media people in the Philippines who's just waiting for me to come back, because when I go back to the Philippines, I would be probably guesting in some radio stations and TV guesting as well. So I'm just fortunate because these people I just met on Facebook, and we started networking, and they just started communicate with me, and they told me that they're willing to promote me and guest me and put up a show for me if I go to the Philippines.
Okay, and that's the great thing about Facebook, because I found you on Facebook as well. So yes. Yeah, the whole networking thing is, I guess that's what Facebook is all about. Now I want to jump into another song of yours, Heidi. This is Heidi Tan on the Bring Back Soul Music Podcast, When Your Love Is on the Line. Take a listen.
Hey, this is Taiwan, and you're listening to the Bring Back Soul Music Podcast.
All right, Heidi, thanks. That's a great song as well. Now, tell me about the process. You said you're doing some remixing.
Yes, and I'm working a project with DCAP. Dwayne Cornelius is the one that I met through Gary Ford, and he's actually... DCAP has worked with a lot of great artists. He has worked with Jackson 5, Earth, Wind & Fire, Snoop Dogg, and I met him through Gary Ford because they have a project together. So, and then I find myself just, you know, going to the studio with him, and he actually offered to do the remix of Missing You. We just completed Missing You. It just needs a little bit of mastering. And now our next remix is going to be Your Love Is For Real.
Okay.
Yeah. And hopefully I can do some covers, like complete my EP.
Okay. Now, how many songs do you want to add to your EP?
I don't know. I'm thinking like 4 or 5 or maybe 6. So it depends. So, but we're starting. It's a work in progress right now.
Okay. And Here's Where We Meet, is that being received pretty well?
Yes, actually, it's very unexpected. The Here Is Where We Meet, so far, I think it's been played in like more than 200 stations right now.
Wow.
And it's not even, I don't even have a specific radio promoter then. And actually 80% of them are just being done by myself, because I'm very diligent in promoting. And since I have this networking skills that I had since I was in the Philippines, I've been doing networking business. So it kind of helped that I know how to network. I know how to talk to people. You know, public relations is something that, you know, I'm not shy. So it's helping.
Okay.
I think it's a Filipino thing that we're not shy.
All right, Heidi, where can people find your music? I mentioned, I know it's on Amazon, but where else can people get your music?
Yes, actually, people can streamline my music through my website, which is www.HeidiTanMusic.com. It's Heidi Tan, HEIDITANN music.com. But it's available on Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby, and most of the platforms. You can actually type my name on Google, and it's just gonna come out. It's on CD Baby and a lot of music platforms, Amazon,
okay,
iTunes. So,
All right. And if you're watching this on YouTube, we'll have links to Heidi's music in the show notes on Bring Back Soul Music TV. Okay, so Heidi, 2020 sound like it's going to be an awesome year for you. You're going to finish up your CD and hopefully do some touring. We'd love to see you in tour.
I know. I'm praying about it, Todd. I'm really hoping to be able to push 2020 is the year that I can be able to travel. That is the goal. That's why my promoters are trying so hard to get my song out there in a lot of countries, so that people have awareness of my music. And then I'm receiving all this. Well, there was one station that got my song. A few stations got my song in top one. So the first one was Muchas Boston. They made my song number one. It was number one in rating. And there was like top 20, top 10. So, and I just guessed it in LA Talk Radio too. So there's a lot of things that I'm trying to do, and I was just blown away by all this recognition that I'm receiving by so many stations.
Yeah, well, congratulations on your success. That's pretty impressive for a debut album to be so widespread. But, you know, people find good music, so they like good music, they'll support it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. My music is like old school, so it's like, I think people kind of like those throwback music vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Absolutely. So that's the song that I'm trying to bring into people. So it's like very melodic.
Okay. One quick question here. You're growing up, was your family musical as well, or were you just the only one who did the singing?
Yeah, I think my mom used... Well, my mom, when she was young, she said she used to sing in a piano bar. So there you go. And then my dad is also can sing, but he's not a singer, but... I have some uncles who's in the music industry, but pretty much, yeah, not a lot. But there's music in it. Everybody can sing in the family, that's for sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. One quick fun question here for you, Heidi. I love Filipino cuisine. Do you make lumpia?
Oh my God. I can make. My mom is the one who actually taught me how to cook, because she's from Manila and she's from Pampanga. Pampanga is known for people that they can really cook well. If you're from that town in the Philippines, they're very known for being great cooks.
Okay.
So that's how I learned it. I have Spanish. I have mixed Spanish and Chinese, so I can actually cook a little bit of everything.
Okay.
And I speak Japanese. I used to sing in Japan. I used to sing in Southeast Asia. After I sang with the band, I was traveling Hong Kong, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Japan. So I was like performing in hotels then.
Oh, okay. So how long did you do that for? I didn't read that in your bio.
I did that during the 90s. So I did travel in Southeast Asia. Okay. For like mid-90s, I was traveling. That's why I've been traveling. I'm used to traveling.
All right. I'm sure you have a lot of fans over there as well. So your album should do mm-hmm. pretty good over there too, right?
Yeah, but I haven't even actually secured the distribution. I should be able to do that when I go to the Philippines. I need someone to distribute the music for me.
Okay.
But otherwise, people are just streamlining it to Spotify.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
Well, Heidi, appreciate you taking the time today. If you want any more information about Heidi Tan, check out her website at HeidiTanMusic.com. Correct, Heidi?
Yes, that's correct, Todd.
All right. And then you keep that website update. So when you start doing show dates or concerts, you'll update that. So if people want more information from you, you can check out your website.
And then I have a Facebook page with Heidi Tan Official. So you can also find updates on my Facebook page.
Okay. All right. Well, Heidi Tan, good luck with the new album. The latest album, I should say. And keep in touch. Hopefully we can see you again. And I really love the music. Anything else you want to add before we cut it loose today?
I would like to thank all the listeners and all the people who actually appreciate my music. And I would like to tell everyone, you know, I think that you shouldn't be giving up on your dreams. It's never too late to chase your dreams. And always be humble. So, and you will be blessed. Hard work always pays off.
Great. Thank you. Words of wisdom from Heidi Tan. That's Heidi Tan on the Bring Back Soul Music Podcast. Check her out. Check out her latest CD. Here's Where We Meet. Awesome album. And we'll be right back.
Calling all lovers of soul music. The time to make soul music relevant again is now. You've been listening to the Bring Back Soul Music Podcast with Todd Woodson. If you enjoyed today's show, be sure to tell a friend. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to our newsletter at bringbacksoulmusic.com.
Well, that's our show for today. I'd like to thank my special guest, Miss Heidi Tan. You can find out more about Heidi on her website at HeidiTanMusic.com. Fine. Taking us home today is Heidi Tan and another song from her recently released CD, Here's Where We Meet. This is Your Love Is For Real. I'm Todd Woodson. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.